You sent me a text basically saying, I'm sorry. You were the love of my life. I'm so sorry this has happened. And you just kept saying you were sorry, but you were using past tense in the entire text. And I texted back and I said, you're scaring me. Please tell me you're okay. No response. I'm calling you. He doesn't answer. I FaceTime him. He doesn't answer his FaceTime. And now I'm getting calls from work. Producers trying to get in touch with him. He's not answering anybody. I start to panic. And my parents were there with me. And I didn't want to betray him by reading a text that he sent to me, to my parents. But I was so afraid that he had done something. And I read it out loud to my mom and dad. And I started to cry. And my mom looked at me and she was like, you have to go down there right now. You need to go check. And my dad said, I'm coming with you. And so my dad and I, it was 2 hours later after he sent this text, we jumped into an Uber and I was pretty hysterical. And my dad was holding my hand and we got to his building and I knew the doorman and I said, I need to get up. He's like, I'm coming with you. I had a key, but he said, I'm coming with you because this was Robert and he loves you.
Oh, yeah.
And he came up with us, the three of us, and I was shaking. And I remember going down the hall, opening the door, and my dad came in with me. And I saw you and you were just splayed out on your bed. And I ran to you. I said, TJ, and you didn't move. And I remember it was the most awful thing, having to touch your body to see if you were warm. I was so afraid. You were just incoherent. You don't really even remember me coming, do you?
Kind of.
I said, baby, tell me you're okay. Tell me you're okay. And you were kind of just making no sense, but I knew you were alive and I knew you were going to be okay. And I stayed with you for a little bit and my dad stayed with me. And he told me, he was like, I was so afraid of what you were going to find.
Yeah, that was the night, but the day was essentially me getting off work at 11 a.m. And I immediately started pounding vodka and I didn't stop for the several hours. And then I took who knows how many weed edibles, and that's how I ended up in the state I was in.
Yeah, and that combination was terrifying. You weren't moving, and my God, I will never forget that night.